As far as political upsets go, this one was huge. In Malaysia, the party that has ruled that country for the past 60 years is out, along with its controversial prime minister, Najib Razak. The party was beaten by an opposition coalition led by the 92-year-old former prime minister, a man credited with Malaysia's rapid modernization in the 1980s. Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
Prime Minister Najib Razak did all he could to stack the deck this election, gerrymandering voting districts, promising political pork, and even passing a fake news law to stifle dissenting voices just before the election. It didn't work.
I think Malaysia has moved in a very brave direction. It's repudiated the government that's been in power for 61 years in a rout. And I think it's entering a new period of its political history with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of hope.
Bridget Welsh is an associate professor at John Cabot University in Rome and has written several books about Malaysia, reached via Skype in the Malaysian capital, Kuala Lumpur. She says much of the electorate was simply unhappy with the high cost of living, unpopular tax hikes, and embarrassed by the so-called 1MDB scandal. Billions of dollars siphoned off from a government investment fund linked to Prime Minister Najib and his family. A scandal now being investigated by the U.S. Justice Department. And then there was the 92-year-old former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, an unlikely champion of democracy given his authoritarian track record, but a man people knew and, says Bridget Welsh,
Mahathir compared favorably to Najib, and the implication was that he was a pull factor. He was a game changer. And these two things, the push from Najib and the pull from Mahathir, led to quite significant changes. 20% swings in many areas. In electoral politics, where these are huge numbers.
Umapagan Umpakapakan is a Malaysian radio host and commentator who says a lot of people are still trying to get their heads around the fact that the party that ruled for 61 years is out.
People don't know what to make of it. There is a sense of elation because there is a sense of change. This has never, ever happened. I don't think anyone was expecting it because it's very similar to a kind of Brexit-Trump situation in that almost every opinion poll, almost every survey done, almost every op-ed written had Najib Razak returning to power, maybe with a slimmer majority. So this was quite a shock to most people.
And a welcome change for democracy advocates in a region that's been tilting toward authoritarianism, not democracy, in recent years, in Cambodia, in Thailand, and in the Philippines. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Bangkok.